tell you. Marnell's apologizing for the cracks, and I'll tell you one thing. The cracks are the thing that God uses to fill in. Amen?
Amen.
I love them. I love a testimony from a singer about a song that he couldn't sing. That kind of tells you where a person's heart is. That same song that he sang this morning, it is well with my soul. You'll just remember back 5 years ago, Brother Rich Gillies, going down to Texas and singing and doing that funeral service for him. And it's amazing when I think back in my mind and my heart, how many times I've heard some of these hymns. And folks, we sing old hymns here. If you don't think we sing old hymns, you go talk to Harold. He'll tell you how old we are here at Mount Calvary, singing these old hymns. Amen. And I love every one of them. Because that message that I find in that old hymn, it's one that through that God reveals himself to me new each day. It is well with my soul. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. It is Groundhog Day. And now what's the forecast?
Early spring,
you know, and I heard early on that you can thank Alex for that because it's her birthday. So just thank Alex for that. You have four early spring this year. Tonight, and as people are watching the big game and watching the halftime, I'm watching the commercials. I got to watch them commercials and stuff like that. And I forget how many millions of people will be watching that tonight. We live in a time where, trust me, so many things in our life are in such an uproar. So many questions, we are hit from every different side. Questions, and people are, wow, it is well with my soul. That's a message that has not only stood the test of time, but I think God will use that message to quiet our spirits. I'm using in the book of St. John, 4th chapter, I'm going to use a scripture that you've heard. It starts out, I believe, down in the 19th verse. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And what I'm going to focus on is this 18th verse. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word, and just open our minds for this moment. We receive that truth from you, God, each one as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is well with my soul. It's February. February is the love month. It's the love month. Ladies, in 2 weeks, you're going to find out how much these men love you as they travel downstairs to prepare a wonderful feast. If you read your bulletin, somebody put a statement in there. Tums will be I did not authorize that statement to be placed in that bulletin. I did not. But from somehow it got in there. Somebody just read the bulletin. Amen. In February, we celebrate Valentine's. In February, we celebrate President's Day. I like that. In February, so many people, because, you know, usually the weather's not as nice. It's going to be that, 67, 68 degrees tomorrow and all like that. We have the guys and some of the folks going to meet downstairs. I think about 9 o'clock, we're doing a little painting, getting the room ready for the ladies, showing our love. We're showing our love, guys. We're showing our love. You guys in the back, you're on notice. 9 o'clock in the morning back here. We'll chat with you. And hopefully it'll be a time of just wonderful fellowship and celebration. In God's Word, there is nothing more powerful than love. There is nothing that has changed my life the same way that it will change your life than God's love. I love preaching about love. Because the greatest mystery, the one that I still have such a hard time wrapping my mind around it, and I think it'll be the first question that I ask Jesus when I enter those pearly gates, is why in the world would God show His love to me that much to send His Son to die upon a cross? At the end of the service, we're going to serve communion. It's our way of saying, thank you, Lord, for what you did for me so many years ago. Perfect love, there's no fear. There's no doubt. There's no second guessing. There's no situation where it's all, well, it all depends upon. God's love is not like our love. It's pretty easy to love those that love you, amen? But can you imagine a God who would send His own Son? And in His Word, He says so many times about how important it is to love that individual who you may consider in your worldly thought as unlovable. But in perfect love, there is no fear. In perfect love, there are no excuses. He who is good at making excuses is seldom good at anything else. Amen? And so many times I've heard people that, whoa, and I know myself in my heart and my life, it is so easy to come up with an excuse. But I'm here to tell you today that God, He didn't make any excuses. Mm-mm. He showed His perfect love where there is no fear. God's love, there's no beginning and there's no end. The hardest thing to me understand sometimes is that no matter what I do today, God is not going to love me anymore. But no matter what I do today, God is not going to love me any less. God's love has no beginning and it has no end. And the point I want to make this morning is when I reflect on love, when I reflect on how fortunate I have been in my own life with how I am surrounded by people and how I look so forward to coming to this church on a Sunday morning and just seeing faces and smiles and to feel the warmth of God's love shown to each other in this church, I think the challenge that I face is the same one that you face. I believe that God wants you to love by faith. Now, what does it mean to love by faith? Somebody comes into church, you meet them, oh, they're not. You have same likes, dislikes, whatever it is. You've got something in common. It's very easy to start a relationship with that individual. And here at church, you've noticed how Trust me, and I apologize to our guests today. They know when we're up there shaking hands, I went back and said, I've got no control over these people. They just do what they want to when they want to. You know, and the good thing about it is I've got to the point I don't even try. Why? Because there are people here that only get to see each other on a Sunday. And they've got something to share. They've got something that's happened in their life this week that, oh, I just want to tell you. And I believe that is loving one another. And the challenge that I face is the same one that you'll face, that you have to love by faith. You have to believe in that person when sometimes your mind will tell you that it's difficult. I know there's so many of us that have gone through such challenges in our life, and I'll tell you one thing. I wanted that down there. Don't touch it. I'm talking to you, Hattie. I tell you, it amazed me that I came to the total realization, and it shocked me, and not everybody loves me. You speak for yourself. Right. I came to that realization, and I'm going like, wow, my personality just doesn't mesh with everybody else's personality. But you know what? It says in God's word that I'm supposed to love my neighbor as myself. It is my responsibility by faith to love and to show my love, especially to individuals that sometimes will kind of just, oof, will kind of grate a little bit. You know, sometimes you just, boy, I'm going to see such and such. Boy, I'm looking forward to that. Come on now. This is real preaching because you've been there. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And the challenge in God's word is you have to love those individuals by faith. You have to know that they were created in God's image just like you were. And they may be going through stuff that you don't even know about. They may have trials and tribulations within their heart, within their soul that they are trying to get through, and seems like the only person that they can take their frustrations out on is you. That's the time that you're challenged to love by faith. To lift them up in prayer. This is a statement that I'm going to finish with before we take communion. And I like this statement. It says, only after talking to God about people are we ready to talk to people about God. Only after talking to God about people are we ready to talk to people about God. If you don't get anything else today, take that home with you. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we gather in your house, and God, we know that it's such a privilege to come in on a Sunday morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, we just want to take this time and we serve communion, the time that we have within our heart of hearts, to thank you for what you did for us. And God, if there be any sin within our hearts, within our lives, God, just cleanse us. What a great time of cleansing communion is. What a great time of healing communion is, God. Because this is a time where we just get a chance to say thank you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen. 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 I'm going to ask that you all wait until we're served, and we'll break and eat.